What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
But we thought we'd kick off today talking about magnesium, which you have...
I talk about it all the time, and it is a passionate topic for me. But research continues to come out about magnesium, specifically magnesium deficiencies being associated with increased inflammation in the body. And when people have that inflammation, that's often what is causing pain. So things like dysmenorrhea, you know, very strong period pain, fibromyalgia, chronic headaches, muscle pains, which can become quite a, you know, you think, oh yeah, aches and pains. But if that's on a daily basis for someone, that's chronic pain, and that's affecting their life and their quality of living and their mental health and emotional health too. So magnesium deficiency can, you know, really needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
That's a good form of magnesium, something bioavailable, a glycinate form, amino acid. I often talk about powders too. And, you know, for example, about 500 milligrams or 600 milligrams of magnesium a day can help reduce the frequency and severity of migraines.
See, I would have never connected like a headache with magnesium.
Yes.
Isn't that, that's actually quite interesting.
Yes, and for someone with, say, gallbladder issues and a lot of pain and that constriction there, again, it's muscular. Magnesium can be beneficial there. Add in some taurine, add in some liver health, of course. The heart, that's a muscle, that's going.
Mm.
You're suffering from anxiety, you know, increased heart rate, high blood pressure, magnesium again.
What about those that suffer with cramp? Does that also...
Definitely a sign of magnesium deficiency.
Yeah.
2 litres of water a day minimum, and the same for all this inflammation and headaches and things like that. We want to be getting hydrated. Good levels. So many people say, oh yeah, I drink a few litres a day, but you can tell when people aren't drinking, and it's good for your skin too.
Yeah.
Detoxification, electrolytes.
I think your daughter wants to grab the microphone. You are laughing, aren't you, Jasmine? Mel, we'll take a break. She's having a bit of fun this morning. If you've got a question for Mel, you can call right now. 93, she's laughing.
We can turn my mic off if you like.
No, that's fine, Jasmine. Jasmine, do you want to say something? You want to be part of this too? Yes, okay.
Yeah, magnesium for kids too.
Is that right?
Yes, to help their sleep, energy, rapid periods of growth. It's stored in the bones, so... You know, we all need it.
Okay. So different forms, powder.
Yes.
Obviously.
At a much lower dose too.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Mel is with me in the studio. Good morning, Val. Nice to talk to you this morning. You got a question for Mel this morning?
I do. I have a young son, 12 going 13, having a massive growth spurt. Obviously, to give magnesium would be great for muscles. He's also struggling with frequent sore throats. Would that be of benefit for that? He doesn't have tonsils and adenoids. They've been removed, but still struggles with his constant sore throat.
Okay, so he's turning 13, did you say?
Yep.
Good question, Val. Put you back on hold there. What are your thoughts on that one, Mel?
Okay, so definitely the magnesium for rapid periods of growth. You know, you're churning through it. We're not getting it in the soil generally. Now, with the sore throat, I'm wondering if something else is happening, like has he got some allergies? Ooh. Is it kind of an itchiness? Or has he had something like glandular fever or been quite run down?
Is that Val?
No, well, none of the above. We've done a lot of testing, so everything's coming up negative. So now we're just looking at, you know, health food supplements in regards to, you know, possibly treating them.
Yes. And has he had his vitamin D tested?
Yes, to my knowledge, it's fine.
Okay. Now, when people say it's within the range or fine, usually that's sort of from about 50, 55. I'd wanting that to be up much higher than that because it's an immune regulator, immune modulator. But, you know, maybe that's going to be improved in the sun as well, having more exposure outdoors this time of year. All of our levels tend to go up. But vitamin C and zinc daily can really help with the sore throat. Checking that it's nothing to do with like reflux or is clearing his throat from, you know, food or digestion issues. And they're great herbs like echinacea and andrographis. He could take in a liquid form or a tablet. Andrographis is a really good antiviral herb, but it's very strong. So he'd probably want to go and speak to someone and say, can I have like an immune supplement, an immune booster? I take all these herbs myself, but with this herb andrographis, which is brilliant for the immune system, the antiviral properties are incredible. It's a very bitter herb. So something like that, maybe for a month or so, just to help really get the white blood cells up and give him some relief, because it sounds like his immune system has been under attack for a little while and just needs to build that up again.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Oh,
you're very welcome.
Good on you, Val. Thanks for calling in this morning. There we go. There's some good help for a teen.
Yes, and teenagers do have these rapid periods of growth. There's hormones coming in, so many changes in their bodies, emotional changes, mental changes, influence of social media, their friend groups, you know, so you add this in. And, you know, why am I giving these examples? Because it's holistic health. It's mind, body and soul. And it's integrated health between a lot of different modalities and practitioners to support these people. So a multivitamin or a magnesium can be of great benefit for teenagers.
And you mentioned zinc and also vitamin C.
Vitamin C,
There's a whole range you can take those in when you go to a shop, and it can be quite confusing. Is powder better
generally
in the vitamin C?
Yes. You can get some really good mixes that take into consideration, you know, wound healing, immunity, skin regeneration, all in that one formula. And vitamin C formulas are quite pleasant tasting.
Okay. Mel, we'll take a break. Mel is with me taking your health questions. Good morning, Dawn from Sawyers Valley, beautiful part of Perth up there. Dawn's asking, my friend recently told me marine collagen is good for the skin and helps prevent age lines. Is this true? Dawn, thank you. Great question. I want to know this as well, if it prevents age lines.
Yes.
Mel, give us some good news, please. And Dawn.
So, as some context for this, collagen, it's a protein that's found in connective tissue that gives it strength and integrity. And think of connective tissue as being part of our skin, part of our digestive system, part of the, ligaments and going around our joints. So it's not just the skin on our face from an anti-aging perspective. Humans do create their own collagen naturally. That's important to remember, that we can make it naturally. Good foods, vitamin C, good hydration for skin elasticity. The omega-3s are always going to be important. Flax seeds as well, chia seeds, avocado. Oh, yeah. But when we're looking at a collagen powder, some are derived from bovine sources or beef. And some are derived from the ocean, marine collagen. Mm-hmm. But it's important for people to realize that marine collagen isn't vegan. It is actually from fish scale and fish skin. So you want to make sure it's ethically sourced.
Okay.
The same way we look at caged chickens and producing the eggs.
Yep.
Are these fish being produced, mass produced in an environment that's...
Gotcha.
Not healthy. I use that in inverted commas. I would say it's definitely going to be beneficial for your body. The bovine collagen has more compatibility and for absorption because there's different types of peptides there.
Okay.
To get specific, you can also take silica and zinc, which help with hair, skin, and nails. But remember that also it's going to help with bones and joints. As we age, our bones become more susceptible to collagen depletion. And so this can help brittle bones too.
Okay.
But I would say it's a combination of things. You've always got to have good nutrition.
Yeah.
Try a supplement, but, you know, have a look at the source, where it's coming from, where it's being farmed, and make sure it's as ethical as possible.
It's a combination of all of that, isn't it?
Yes.
Taking supplements, whether that be in tablet or powder, but also combining that with a good balanced diet.
Yes,
and
our nutrition. Yes.
And exercise. Mm. But bottom line, we really want to know here, Mel, does it help prevent age lines? Is it going to help just a little bit? just a tad?
I think it will.
Yes. There you go.
You got that out of me. I don't give definites, but I said I think it may help. We'll get that clear.
It may. I love that. Dawn, I'm with you. I'm keen to find out about that as well. On 98.5, Mel is with me. Good morning, Brett. You've got a question for Mel this morning?
Yeah, for probably the last 2 years on and off, my son's 4.5 now, and he gets growing pains at night in his legs, wakes up crying about how much his legs hurt. I was wondering if that dietary is going to fix that.
Good question.
Yes.
Is that normal?
It sounds like it's been quite severe, you know, if he's waking up upset and he's in, you know, it's disturbing his sleep. There could be a few different things happening here. But look, general growing pains are common in children and teens. It's a rapid period of growth. Think of that expansion of muscles around bones as well. And definitely magnesium, that's going to make a big difference because it's going to support the bone development and the muscles there. I would also say a multivitamin, a kid's powder, that is a good quality because it's a rapid growth period and you need those additional nutrients. There are, you know, you can take things like cashews are a good source of magnesium, the leafy green vegetables, but you've got to be eating quite a bit of that daily. So I would say a supplement too. A bit of a gentle massage at night or some heat, see if that, like a heat pack, not too hot, just to kind of warm the area and soothe that magnesium cream, and maybe some magnesium flakes in the bath too, because that'll be absorbed through the skin. Do check on other things like, are his shoes fitting properly? Is he comfortable walking during the day? If there's any kind of changes to his walking or he's looking uncomfortable standing and playing with other kids, then maybe a physio could be some helpful here too, just to make sure that you really take care of that rapid period. But look, lots of protein, eggs, chia pudding, good fats in his nutrition, and then some supplements as well.
And then if Brett does that, what sort of time factor would you think you'd start to notice a difference, Mel? Like with that, if Brett made those changes?
It is an ongoing process because it's in a critical time.
Yeah.
But look, after a few weeks, I think there'd be a change. And some people report that the magnesium creams almost provide instant relief because it's going into the muscle.
Good on you, Brett. Thanks for calling in today. Hope that goes well with your nearly 4.5-year-old boy.
Yeah, thanks, Brett.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, good on you, Brett. That's Brett calling in there. Mel, we're nearly out of time. We didn't get to all of the text messages today, but we've got a text here, and I haven't got your name, unfortunately, but asking about supplements. Now, this person says there are so many to choose from. How can we know they are good quality, and what about how expensive they are? Because is there some that can be affordable and quality? What's your thoughts on that?
Yes, this is a bit challenging because you do get what you pay for.
Bit like anything, right?
Yes.
I mean, is it, if you're looking for a quality car, you're gonna pay a lot of money for that.
Yes.
Clothing,
exactly. You know, you buy the better quality fabric, it lasts, it washes well, doesn't shrink.
Is there a shortcut?
Nutrition is number one. You've got to be eating the right food. It's your fuel. It is what is building the blocks of your cells and regenerating your body on a daily basis. So you need good nutrition. But supplements, look, when it comes to practitioner products, their improved absorption, the combination of nutrients, premium quality, if there's some herbs in there, and the herbs are sourced from places where they're grown natively. And at the moment, you know, it's been a big issue for me during the last 18 months because we used to have planes flying into the country constantly with products and the raw materials of herbs and the supplements, which would then be made up in facilities, particularly over east. And that's all changed. The cost of that has gone up over 4 times.
Wow.
And so now they're being shipped over.
Okay.
So the whole host of supply chain issues there. But generally, better quality.
Yeah.
You have got one body. It comes down to batch testing. And I've said it before, some cheap supplements will not be absorbed and maybe give you some diarrhea, like mag oxide.
Great.
And sometimes a product will say, I've got this much herb in the product, but they've thrown in the whole plant when the medicinal part is the berries or just the leaves. And if you can speak to someone who you trust, often there are sales of better brands in a pharmacy or a health store.
Yep.
But if you speak to a naturopath, you are going to get what's best for your body.
even growing some veggies in your backyard can help getting beautiful fresh vegetables as well.
Well, they taste different.
They taste better. And you often talk a lot about water. Keep drinking water and even exercise, where you keep talking about as well, Mel.
So, anti-aging, drink water, everyone.
That's it. I'm onto it. I'm onto the marine collagen and water.
But we spend a lot of money on serums, on creams, potions for our skins, and it's, you know, a supermodel or an influencer backing those. That's where your money's going.
Yeah, right.
So think about what else you can do, and just, you know, to segue a little bit, rose hip oil, sweet almond oil. There are just beautiful products that are natural for your skin, for your face, eczema, dry skin, and they're not going to have that huge cost and be full of toxins.
I'm going to stop using that stuff from now on. I promise.
But one problem is that, you know, I always kind of have a bit of a glow across my face, and like I go to bed looking like a glazed donut. I have to be quite cautious about like not staining the pillow and things like that.
Mel, we are out of time. We'll catch up in a fortnight's time for our last chat for this year.
Yes.
My guest in the studio this morning has been our naturopath, Mel. You are on 98.5.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.